Lauren Schlinger. I'm a general internist in Providence, Rhode Island. And my partner, Esther Chu, in this project, she's an emergency room physician in Providence, so she couldn't be here today. But it's really great that I'm getting to follow you, Mariah, because our presentations overlap a lot. So I'm here to talk to you about some work we did looking at health correlates of injuries and violence among female employees of an adult entertainment club in Providence. We have no disclosures. So as Mara was saying, we estimated about 250,000 women work as exotic dancers. Perhaps it's closer to 300,000. It's a large number. Another 250,000 work in other roles in sexual-oriented businesses. And entertainment clubs are, there's kind of two schools of thought. Some people see them as very empowering to dancers with economic opportunities that are unparalleled. And other people see them as places that are very dangerous. A lot of physical, sexual assault and rape I've known to be to occur in these businesses. And there has been in the past shown to be positive relationships between alcohol and violence at work. A lot of the studies that have been done, they're few in number. They usually have less than 40 participants. It's a lot of qualitative work with in-depth interviews and things like that. We don't know as well about the prevalence of intimate partner violence outside of the dance clubs. Also, the extent and nature of the injuries related to violence and other mechanisms is not very well established. There have been some studies showing that it's common chronic low back pain, leg injuries, things like that. But studies are few and far between, so we're trying to find out a little bit more about this. Our objectives were to examine the prevalence of injuries and violence experienced by adult entertainment club employees, as well as to characterize the types of violence and mechanisms of injuries, and determine health correlates, so high-risk health factors of intimate partner violence and workplace violence and injuries. We hypothesized that violence would be prevalent both inside the club and outside of the club, and that women who work at clubs are at increased risk for injuries, both through intentional and unintentional or accidental mechanisms. And violence and injuries are associated with high-risk health factors such as substance abuse and low access to health care. There have not been many studies in the past that have looked at access to health care and these health and violence and injuries as well. So we had a cross-sectional study of female employees in one large entertainment club in Providence, Rhode Island. It was one of the more upscale clubs, estimated to have about 100 dancers employed, 80 to 100 dancers employed at one time. To be included, women had to be greater than 18 years old and speak English. Participants were recruited during a variety of shifts, daytime, nighttime, weekend, weekdays, by an on-site research assistant, and there were also posters up on the club walls in case someone wanted to participate, but not within the physical location of the club. And there were standardized surveys administered using validated instruments, using an iPad, so we used WASP, which is the intimate partner violence, women's abuse screening test, and NM assist for substance use, so whenever possible, standardized validated instruments. And we asked questions about workplace violence, workplace environment, workplace injuries, health access and utilization, substance use, to make the women feel stigmatized. There were also questions that were not about negative social behaviors that were involved. There were about 196 questions. There was some skip logic used, so not everyone answered all questions. So 49 entertainers and 20 non-entertainer club employees were enrolled. We examined the characteristics of the sample descriptively, means and proportions, and used univariate analysis, chi-square and t-test, to compare groups with and without injuries or violence. So our group was not unexpected. We know that a lot of times women are young and reasonably well-educated oftentimes. So our mean age was 29 years old. 77% were white, 17% Hispanic or Latina, 3% black, and 1% other. These are all self-identified. 63% had some college or technical school education, 24% had graduated high school, and 13% had a less than high school education. 59% of women had no children, 41% had one or more children, 62% were never married, 25% were married or coupled, 7% were divorced or separated, and 6% widowed. So, what we found, out of the 69 women who were surveyed, 30% reported experiencing workplace violence, including sexual assault, 28%, and physical assault, 9%. This is a little lower than a lot of the other studies. The studies range, it's kind of difficult to pull out exact numbers of prevalence just based on things, how things are reported, and there's a lot of overlap in some of the studies between prostitution and prostitutes and women who work only as dancers and whatnot, but this was on the lower end. Prior studies have shown up to 100%. 54% reported experiencing intimate partner violence within the last year, so that's violence outside of the club. And 29% had been injured at work within the last year. 19% of those were reported as unintentional injuries. Unintentional injuries were most commonly reported from falls and wearing high heels, which is not surprising. Also, reports from being overly exerting themselves or being intoxicated with alcohol. That's interesting because club policy varies in terms of how women are required or not required to accept drinks from clients. So some clubs will, it's very frowned upon for a woman to turn down a drink because it's thought to build rapport. But if you talk to women who are dancers as well, they get better tips when they're accepting drinks and encouraging the clients to drink as well. So not an uncommon thing to occur in clubs. Lower extremities and feet were the most common body parts reported as injured. But a surprisingly low number of women actually saw a doctor for injuries sustained at work, and 15% took time off from work due to an injury. So this is similar to some things that you were talking about before, Mariah. So looking a little bit more into whether injuries were associated with substance abuse while at work, we did find that, so women who were injured at work, much higher percentage were using drugs at work compared with women who were not injured. So this was for drug use at work, 40% versus 16%. There were similar trends seen with alcohol use at work, but it was not statistically significant. And we had a pretty small sample size, 69 women, so a lot of what we expect may have been statistically significant was not due to small sample size. Similar trends, though not nearly as profound, were seen between cigarette smoking and drug use. When you look at workplace violence and substance use, we didn't find any statistically significant differences, but we did also see the same trend of violence that people who experience violence at work having being associated with drug use at work and alcohol use at work particularly. So this graph is a little bit difficult to read. I will explain it. So this is looking at workplace injuries and violence and healthcare access and utilization. So we asked questions about whether they had access to the emergency department within the last year, whether they identified as having a primary care doctor, whether they'd had a routine checkup within the last 2 years, whether they had deferred seeing a doctor because of cost, and whether they had health insurance. So these two, so each column actually compares two groups. So these are looking at women who were injured at work versus not injured at work. So injured at work, non-injured at work, and the p-value. So each one is kind of could have been a separate graph. So we did not find any differences between women who were injured at work and not injured at work in terms of healthcare access and utilization. However, when we looked at women who had experienced violence at work, we saw that there was a difference in, there was more women who had not seen a doctor because of cost who had experienced violence at work. And this also was associated with being uninsured, higher risk of being uninsured. Is that clear? And now we looked at the same correlates with intimate partner violence or violence outside of the club and substance use. We did not find any statistically significant differences, but again, we did see a little bit of a trend between drug use at work in particular. And when you look at access and utilization, we did not find any differences with intimate partner violence. So, highlights of these results, women who use drugs at work were more likely to have been injured at work. And those with workplace injuries or violence had higher alcohol use at work, although this was not statistically significant. Also, women who experienced violence at work were more likely to be uninsured or have deferred seeing a doctor because of cost. So we did find a high prevalence of workplace injuries and violence in this population, perhaps not as high as other studies because maybe this is a more upscale club and the management is a little bit more on top of things in terms of security. Or perhaps there's a selection bias and women who were experiencing violence were less likely to report it or want to be interviewed. Nonetheless, still highly prevalent. And intimate partner violence was also highly prevalent. Again, that was 54%. Modifiable behaviors such as drug and alcohol use at work may be associated with workplace safety. And few women sought medical care for injuries sustained at work. So, you know, such information can be used to guide initiatives to improve workplace safety among employees of adult clubs, what those initiatives are. So I'll get to in a second some ideas. Limited access to healthcare suggests that interventions at the club may be beneficial for some employees. And so, I think this is a small study. It's more of a pilot study. We need to go out and interview more women at more clubs, more diversity. But we also in the future may be able to separate out with those with different roles in the clubs and use larger sample sizes, increased qualitative methods as well to investigate the exact mechanisms of injury and violence. And such future information could help us bring health information and educational programs on site to clubs to improve the health and safety of women. So some ideas for that might be just basic things like resources to drug and alcohol treatment programs, as well as low-cost health care or free health care, given high rates of uninsurance in this population. And that is everything I have to say for now. Thank you.